morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have a reminder about the 2011 SURE sign-up. Sign up for the 2011 Supplemental Revenue Assistance Program, SURE, began Monday, October 22nd. SURE programs provide benefits for the 2008 through 2011 crop year farm revenue losses due to natural disasters. A farm enrolled in SURE may be eligible for benefits in either one of two situations. The farm is located in a county or contiguous to a county with a secretarial disaster declaration and has incurred crop production or quality losses, or both. For the 2011 SURE program in this area, all counties bordering the Missouri River are primary designation disaster counties. Counties bordering the primary designation counties are considered contiguous and are eligible for 2011 SURE as well. The second situation applies to any farm in which, for the crop year, the actual production on the farm, because of disaster-related conditions, is less than 50% of the normal production of the farm. Producers need to apply in their designated recording or control county FSA office, which is usually the county in which you live. Contact your local FSA office if you have questions or to file an application. Next, a brief reminder about the 2012 crop year marketing assistance loans. With the abnormally high grain marketing prices, many producers may have forgotten about FSA's 9-month marketing assistance loans. The November 2012 interest rate for commodity loans is 1.125%, and Cass County's 2012 loan rates are $1.84 per bushel for corn and $4.91 per bushel for soybeans. Loan rates in other counties across the listening area are comparable. Call or stop by your local USDA service center to inquire about the loan rates in your particular county. Eligible producers may request a marketing assistance loan for their 2012 crops through May 31, 2013. In order to be eligible for marketing assistance loans, the applicant must maintain both control of and beneficial interest in the commodity through the term of the loan. Producers who take out marketing assistance loans and use the farm-stored grain as collateral are reminded that they are responsible for maintaining the quality of the grain through the term of the loan. Be certain to maintain adequate airflow in your bins to lessen any chance of spoilage of the farm-stored grain held under loan. And now some notes about reconstitutions. For FSA program purposes, tracts having the same owner and operator are grouped under one farm serial number. When changes in ownership or operation take place, a farm reconstitution is necessary. The reconstitution is the process of combining or dividing farms or tracts based on the farming operation. Reconstitutions for 2013 can be requested at any time between now and August 1 of 2013 for farms enrolled in specific programs. If all or part of the farm is sold or ownership is transferred, new owners are reminded that a copy of their property deed must be brought to the county FSA office before a reconstitution can be completed. Further questions on reconstitutions or to find out if a reconstitution is needed for your farming operation, contact the local FSA office. Next, FSA signature policy. Using the correct signature when doing business with FSA can save time and prevent a delay in program benefits. Husbands and wives may automatically sign documents on behalf of each other for FSA and Commodity Credit Corporation programs in which either has an interest, unless written notification denying a spouse this authority has been provided to the county office. There are exceptions to this rule. Spouses may not sign on behalf of each other for partnerships, joint ventures, corporations, or other similar entities. Individual signatures are also needed on the CCC 931 Average Adjusted Gross Income, AGI Certification, and Consent to Disclosure of Tax Information Form, as well as on certain Farm Loan Program and Farm Storage Facility Loan documents. For additional clarification on proper signatures, contact your local FSA office. And now some notes about County Committee voting. Thank you to all eligible voters who completed and returned their ballots for the recent Local Administrative Area, LAA, County Committee elections. This year's Cass County election was for LAA 3, which includes Washington, Cass, Pleasant, Bear Grove, and Noble Townships. Jim Waters was reelected to a 3-year term. The Audubon County election, also for LAA 3, which includes Lincoln, Cameron, Viola, and Melville Townships, saw the reelection of Dennis Grimm. James Nelson was elected first alternate there. For LAA election information in other counties in the listening area, contact your local FSA office. And finally, rural youth loans. FSA makes loans to rural youth to establish and operate income-producing projects in connection with 4-H clubs, FFA, and other agricultural groups. Projects must be planned and operated with the help of the organization advisor, produce sufficient income to repay the loan, and provide the youth with practical business and educational experience. The maximum available loan amount is $5,000. There are several requirements that must be met for youth loan eligibility. These include compliance with FSA's general eligibility requirements, being 10 years to 20 years of age, residing in a rural area, city or town with a population of 50,000 or fewer people, conducting a modest income-producing project in a supervised program of work, and demonstrate capability of planning, managing, and operating the project under guidance and assistance from the project advisor. Additional program information, loan applications, and other materials are available at your local USDA Service Center or visit fsa.usda.gov. For more information on any of the topics covered today, or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. Thanks, and have a great day.